Time to take you behind the scenes this morning at one of Ballarat's most important not-for-profits. CAFs run a myriad of programs, but they need your help to get a lot of them up. Let's find out about it this morning with the Manager of Brand Development at CAFs, Serena Eldridge. Serena, welcome back to Ballarat today.
Thanks, Brett.
Do we take you for granted at CAFs, the Ballarat community? We see your beautiful building in Lydiard Street North every day. A lot of us probably don't really know what goes on inside.
No, and I think that's probably fair. I don't know that people take us for granted, but I think we have a lot of people there that just quietly work away day after day doing what they do for people in our community and probably don't realise how large an organisation CAFs is.
How large are you?
We have about 250 staff working across four local government areas. So here in Ballarat, Ararat Rural City, Hepburn Shire and Moorabool Shire. So we have offices in Ararat, Bacchus Marsh, Hepburn in Daylesford and here in Ballarat. And the staff here in Ballarat are working across our hub that most people would be familiar with in Lydiard Street there. But we also have staff located at the Orange Door in Armstrong Street and out in the community working with young people in out-of-home care. So providing services across family services, family violence and child wellbeing, out-of-home care and client engagement and community programs. So about 44-odd programs.
Yeah, it's a busy, busy building, that's for sure. Obviously, these programs come at a cost. Who's paying for them?
Yeah. A lot of the programs are funded by state and some federal government funding, predominantly state. So, and that's where we need, that's where that assistance comes from to deliver specific programs. And I know that we've had some of our team on here of late talking about the programs that we do. But for the projects where there might be a local service gap or a we identify a community need, that's where CAFs will go out to market and try and raise those funds for us to be able to deliver that off our own bat.
A good example there, Serena, is your Thread Together program, a really important program, you know, putting nice threads on people who are going for job interviews, et cetera, or functions, really helping out. But you guys need to fundraise or Thread Together falls over.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know that we've talked a lot and a lot of your listeners would be quite familiar with the Thread Together program now. So last year, last financial year, we've just done the figures and we supported over 2,000 people. Now, that was actually an 83% increase in demand on the year before, which was our first year. And we provided nearly 17,000 items of clothing to people in the community right across those four local government areas. But we have to raise those funds every year. So Thread Together is a cost to CAFs of nearly $200,000 a year. So every year we go out to raise those funds from the community, from philanthropic trusts, from grants to assist us in delivering that because we know there's a need. Like the need is clear in the community that people value that service.
You've absolutely demonstrated that. So here we are in a new financial year, Serena. I guess the fundraising treadmill, if you like, gets switched on again. So you're calling on the Ballarat community to step up and give CAFs a hand?
Oh, absolutely, Brett. There's all sorts of ways that people can assist us at CAFs. So each year we continue to raise those funds. We're out there supporting families and children and young people at Christmas or as they return to school. Or if we want to do an extension of a specific program, you know, there might be something where we go, okay, we receive funding to deliver this part. We need to expand that to service a new group. But there's lots of ways that people can help us. Financial donations obviously are always welcome and people can do that either in person at CAFs or they can do that via our website. Volunteering. If you've got some time to give, you know, for Thread Together, we look for people to help us out in the hub, working with the people that are coming in looking for support. Or we've got our beautiful new Thread Together van, which is driving around
town.
Yeah,
I have seen that. Looks cool.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. So we're looking for people to work with us to go out and drive that van to some of these pop-ups. And that's where there is a lot of demand as well. It might be corporate volunteering. We've had a couple of organisations have sent a group of staff into work down at the Thread Together hub with us and unpack. We get pallets of clothing and we've got a really small team. So if you've got an organisation with, you know, a few people that would like to get out and do some corporate volunteering, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
It's a good idea. A lot of those bigger businesses give staff a day or so off a year.
Absolutely.
And they're putting them into organisations like CAFs.
Absolutely. We'd love to show them through. The other thing that we get a little bit of, Brett, is passes or vouchers for families to do things that would be well out, would be discretionary spend, if you like. So things that some of us might take for granted. But to give you an example of late, we've had some really great opportunities through the Western Bulldogs and through Cryle Castle, and they've been able to give us families passes for families to attend local events. And it just makes a huge difference to those people to be able to go and just spend a day with the kids, go out and do something that would be well outside the scope of the family budget at the moment.
And of course then, Serena, there's that constant call for foster carers.
Oh, absolutely. You know, foster caring, I think there is a shortage of foster carers right across the state. Mm. We also feel that here in Ballarat and right across the Central Highlands region. You don't have to sign up for something that is going to be a long-term commitment to one particular child. Even if you can offer us a weekend a month as a respite carer, we'd just love people to consider, do you have a little bit of time that you would be able to devote to a child to give them, you know, some stability and just a normal home environment where they could thrive and spend some time with a family? That would be fantastic. So any of those opportunities would be very, very welcomed.
Yeah, foster caring, volunteering, writing out a check. CAFs need your help. Please pipe up and offer your support if you can. And, of course, you're working hard but also smart at CAFs, Serena, because you're finalists in two categories at the Commerce Ballarat Business Excellence Awards. Lots of luck on awards night.
Thank you. Yes, it's very exciting. We were very, very excited to receive that news. So we're finalists in the Jelly Brand Support Services Inclusion category, and we're also finalists in the Nevitt Wilkinson Frawley Large Business category. So there you go.
Well done to you off the top of your head for that too.
Thank you. I had to think for a minute.
Today's stamp on the back of your hand for that effort, Serena.
Please
help CAFs if you can. Details at cafs.org.au. Serena Eldridge, thanks for your time on the show.
Thanks, Brett.